I'll tell you what. You are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. I'll tell you what. This is the Macho Man Randy Savage. And you are listening to my man Rob. Don't you go away. Tear into the spice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here on the Bob Culture Podcast, and we are talking to one of the hottest up-and-coming indie wrestlers right now on the scene, one of my personal favorites, of course, a former FTW, former PPW Women's Champion, and former FTPW Ladies Champion. Right now, New Jersey's own, the lovely, the talented, the one and only, Miss Ally Rex. Ally, how are you? Thanks for a few minutes.
Hi. I am good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes. You know, I saw you a couple weeks ago at SWF Mega Slam 2019. I had seen you along with the Green Machine at some other venues, but this is the first time I actually saw you perform, and I got to say, you wowed the crowd. You're absolutely fantastic.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was great. So I appreciate you coming on. And real quick, you know, I like to ask everyone who comes on, how did you get your start in the wrestling business? Were you a fan as a kid? Did you know people that were in the business? How did this all start for you?
Well, actually, I started to watch wrestling a lot later than most kids my age. My mom had me programmed for softball and cheerleading, and that was pretty much it, and that's all I knew.
Gotcha.
And that's like all I did. But then, I would go to my grandma's house after school. She'd babysit us, and my older cousins, my boy cousins, would have it on the TV, and I would just glance every now and then and watch. And eventually, like, I kind of got into it, and then I got really into it by the time they were out of it. And
yeah.
I was probably about, like, 15 at that time when I really decided, like, okay, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I tried bringing it up to my mom, like, because they have, you could start training at 16 in a lot of places, which I didn't know when I was that young.
Yes.
And I found a couple places that, like, allowed, like, it for, like, week-long camps and just to learn basics and stuff. And I, like, begged her, and of course, she just said no, turned it down, softball and cheerleading. She wanted that scholarship, and that was it.
Right.
But the minute I turned 18, I went to college for a year, and I tried to, like, pull that off and make them happy. But at the end of the day, it's not what I wanted to do. And I sat them down one day and was like, look, this isn't what I want to do anymore. Like, I tried for you guys, but, like, my real dream is wrestling. So at that point, I started training. I went and I found a school. I actually started training with Gino Caruso at UCPW in, like, Kiawatha.
Okay.
I trained there for about a year and a half before I made my debut, and then I made my debut in the middle of Whitehaven, Pennsylvania. It was literally, like, 12 people in the crowd in the middle of, like, a forest.
Okay.
Like a campground. The ring was covered with a blue tarp over it. And, yeah, that was my wrestling debut.
That's awesome,
though. July of 2014, I believe.
Wow. So, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you've been doing, what, like five years now. That's fantastic. Obviously, sounds like you have an athletic background, but that's pretty cool. It sounds like you're definitely being true to yourself. That's really rad. I like that story.
Oh, yeah, for sure. At the end of the day, you got to make yourself happy. You got to have that career where you don't want to work, you know?
Well, you're absolutely killing it in the ring. You know, I wanted to see what you had. You know, I saw you in the mixed tag match a couple weeks ago. You really blew me away. You had that tiger feint kick, the 619. You had that forward handspring. Then you busted out that matrix move. You know, I saw a little Rey Mysterio, a little Trish Stratus mixed in there. I really like the move set.
I love it.
Some of my personal favorites, but I love the agility. I'm always a fan of the quick pace of wrestling, the fast move sets. So, as I said, I have some ideas, but who were guys or girls that you watched growing up that influenced you and also your moveset?
As I said, man, you hit that one, like, right on the head.
Oh, yeah.
my favorite wrestler growing up was Rey Mysterio.
Me too. And, no way. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what got me into it. Yeah.
Like, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was who got me into it, too.
Awesome.
I mean, when I first started watching, of course, I loved Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy. Like, everybody loved them.
Same.
But at the end of the day, it comes down to, like, who you relate to. And I related so much to Rey Mysterio as a kid, not only because he was such an underdog, but, like, his injuries, everything. Like, the underdog thing, like, oh, my God, I can relate to that so much. I, as you can see, I'm a very small girl, so I was pretty softball. I'm going to step up to the plate. The entire infield would take, like, 5 steps in. Like, this girl can't hit the ball. She's very tiny, and I would sit there and just get so mad. But, like, it always paid off when I would, like, skyrocket the ball over their heads and watch them run after it. And I'm like, okay, like, keep doubting me. So, like, I always, like, related to him in that sense. Like, what everybody always, like, looking at me as an underdog, but also with, like, his injuries. I've had knee problems, like, basically my whole life.
Oh, no.
When I was in 8th grade. Yeah, I was a cheerleader. I was one of the flyers that they would throw up in the air all the time, hence why, because I'm a small one.
Yeah.
They don't like to catch you all the time. They threw me up, and I just came down just as hard. Nobody caught me. That's the first time I blew my knee out.
Ooh.
And I had to get, it was like a 6-hour knee reconstruction. I literally tore everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just remember being in 8th grade, and, like, I don't know how old you are in 8th grade. I was still really young. And I had my little Rey Mysterio, like, teddy bear, and I literally took it with me into surgery. They let me keep it, like, on the table. And, like, nobody knew who it was because nobody really was into wrestling, obviously, at the surgery center.
No way.
Like, when I explained to them, like, oh, this is who he is. This is what he does. He just had knee surgery last year. Now I'm having knee surgery. Like, he can do it. I can do it. So, like, it helped me in, like, that sense.
Wow.
Like, he was super relatable. And obviously Trish Stratus. I mean, who doesn't love Trish Stratus?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. That Rey Mysterio story, that's so cool. Have you ever got a chance to meet him or anything like that?
I did, actually, a year after that knee surgery.
No way.
My mom took me to a book signing. I can't remember where it was. Maybe it was Richfield Park or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she took me to a book signing, and I was able to meet him. And obviously, like, I didn't know how to handle myself. I started crying. The WWE crew, like, came over with the cameras and did, like, a live interview.
Oh,
with me,
no way. That's awesome. I kind of need to see that now. So it's pretty much, pretty much when you make your debut on Monday Night Raw, they'll show that clip. That's what's going to happen. Yep. That's a really cool story. I love it. No,
yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So obviously I took what they had to offer back there just a little bit to make it more Ali Rexy. And
That's
been my two huge, like, influences in the ring.
Very cool. So I think I may kind of know the answer to this one as well, but any dream opponents, past, present, living or not, male, female, any dream opponents that you haven't worked with yet?
Oh, my God. I would love to work with both of them.
Yeah.
I think if I got to work with Trish, that'd be a really cool match. We have, like, obviously the same type of movesets and the same flexibility and stuff. So
yeah.
I feel like you could put together something really cool.
Absolutely. That was sweet. I'd pay to see that for sure. So, something I really wanted to talk to you about, you know, you and Mike or Green Machine have this YouTube channel where you guys are showing, I guess, kind of your collection. You know, we had talked to Mike a few weeks ago, and he was saying how you love to, as I look around my apartment here, collect those Funko Pop vinyls. We have a bunch of them here ourselves. He's saying you love Jurassic Park and all this stuff. And the video was really cool. Me and my buddy Chris, who was on the interview with Mike as well, we were digging everything. You guys had some awesome stuff. I guess you have this room where everything's kind of compiled and all this stuff. So how did you guys get into all this collecting?
Well, actually, Mike got me into this collection.
It's his fault.
I'm not going to take that away from him.
Yeah.
I've always loved everything and have, like, collection stuff. And I've never put myself into buying this kind of stuff. But I'm still seeing here, like, not nearly as much as all of this. I mean, he had some action figures, like from Goofy, some wrestlers still, a couple Star Wars, and that, Ghostbusters. That was probably it. And now, like, we have an entire... How many shelves do we got right now? I have 1, 2, 3, at least 4, 6 bookshelves. Yeah.
That's so awesome. That's really, really cool. And is there any sort of, like, prize to the collection? Any treasure that's, like, your absolute favorite?
Ooh, that's a hard question.
It's a tough one. You guys got a lot of cool stuff. I saw the video, and everyone subscribe. Check out their channel. It's awesome.
Thanks, man. Oh, my God. Favorite? I don't know. I don't like having a couple favorites. I just love all my dress.
Love it.
Stuff. I think the boots are pretty cool. I'm actually, well, Mike's actually, he found the original Jurassic Park gates from, like, 1989 that we're going to go pick up on Friday.
No way.
I'm excited about that. I know I've been looking like all year for it, and I haven't seen it like anything cheaper than like $600. So the fact that I just found it on Friday, like I cannot wait to pick it up.
That's awesome. That's epic. That's going to be a nice piece to the collection. That's awesome.
Oh, man. That's probably going to wind up being my favorite, but I can't say that until it's in my like hands yet.
Yeah. I think in that most recent video we saw, I think you're pretty psyched about that. What was it, a T-Rex or whatever you guys got in the one of the videos I just watched?
Oh, my God. Yes, I just got like a 4-foot tall stuffed T-Rex. Man, it's so cool.
Rex for Rex. There it is right there. I love it.
There it is right there.
Very cool. Besides the toy collecting, the wrestling, stuff like that, any other hobbies? Do you play music? Do you write? Anything else going on?
I really wish I could play music because I sing way too much than I should with the voice that I have.
Nah.
I do like to write, though. It's one of my main hobbies. I read. I like to write poems, as weird as that is, and how it doesn't even sound like it comes from me, but that is definitely one thing that I do in my spare time.
Cool. That's awesome. Very cool. And how about in terms of music? Do you have like a certain kind of music you listen to when you're working out, when you're on the road? What's on the Ally Rex playlist?
If you ask, like, it's literally the same thing since sixth grade for me.
Yeah.
I listen to Blink-182.
That's my favorite band. No way.
Oh, man, yeah, that's my favorite band.
I got my Travis Barker sticks over here. That's crazy.
Oh, really? No. Yeah, I've been eyeing up those Pop Funkos with them for a while.
I was just going to say that. Did you get the Pop Funko? Yep. They didn't make Tom yet,
no,
but yeah.
I didn't even get them yet, but I have seen them. That's definitely next. Like, I have to pick up those Pop Funkos. But that's my all-time favorite band. I don't even play live. I think it was 2 years ago at the PNC Center over here.
I was there.
Oh, my God, it was amazing. Oh, you were there? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I would do anything to go back. Damn, it's Day to Remember, All Time Low. All my favorite bands were there, so I was clearly a happy girl.
Oh, man, that's an all-time. I could talk to you about punk rock all day long. One of my drummer over here, Travis, is like one of my, you know, he's pretty much my Rey Mysterio, if you will. Like, he's a machine,
man,
on the drums.
Awesome.
But yeah, oh, man, I could talk about drumming and punk rock all day. But let's get back to the wrestling a little bit. You know, this the past couple years has been the women's revolution. You had the first ever women's Royal Rumble, first ever women's Hell in a Cell, and just most recently, the women headlined WrestleMania. Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair. Any opinions or comments or feelings about this? I think it's really awesome.
No, I agree with you. I think it's amazing that they're giving the women like this huge platform now to actually show everybody what they've got. I mean, it's not all about bronze penny matches anymore. Like, you're seeing some hardcore shit between these women, and they're really bringing it. And to see them, like, keeping up with the men, seeing, like, them step in, like, the ring with men now, like, I don't know. I'm all for it. I love it. I think the women that, like, the chance and opportunities that they deserve after all these years of all that, like, bullshit kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, totally. And that match, I mean, that deserved to be the main event. And then Joan Jett coming out and playing for Ronda's entrance, that was just the icing on the cake.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't get any better than that. It was really awesome.
That's really, really cool. And, Allie, again, thank you for a few minutes. I really do appreciate it. I know you're very busy. But I wanted to ask you, you know, I ask everyone who comes on the show, you know, you're killing it right now on the indies. Both you guys are killing it. I was happy to see you wrestle. I you know, you have what it takes. You definitely have the kind of moveset that I love, you know, obviously being a Mysterio and Trish Stratus fan. But you make it your own. You got, you know, a great look, a great talent in the ring. So what's the ultimate goal for you? Is it WWE? Is it AEW? Is it Impact? Is it wherever you end up? What is the ultimate goal? What's the dream here?
Well, the ultimate goal, obviously, and the dream is to make it to the WWE, to be there, and to work for them. But, I mean, all these steps along the way, I mean, we have awesome things happening now between, like, Impact and AEW, even Japan, like, anywhere. So, like, I would love to take those steps along the way and, like, make my mark at those places. But, ultimately, like, the end goal would totally be WWE.
I see it. What a great answer. And I totally see it. And I think when you make your debut, you know, when you start getting that first title match, maybe let's show that video of you meeting Ray, which I totally got to check out now. That's pretty cool. Hey, Allie, thank you so much.
Good luck finding it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see. I understand. But Allie, thank you so much for a few minutes. Really great talking to you. And everybody, make sure you follow Allie. It's at Allie Rex on Twitter, correct?
Yep, on absolutely everything. Keep it nice and easy because I forget everything.
Boom. The one and only Allie Rex. Allie, thank you so much for a few minutes. Best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
An absolute honor. Thank you so much.